Welcome to our podcast. Here's Melissa,
Laura,
and Rob.
Hello and welcome for this new episode of How You Doing? And we're going to talk about manifestation. This is part two.
How you doing, everybody?
We're ready to get your gears rolling for manifesting more.
Get everything you want in life. It's out there. It's waiting. It's ready.
Yeah. And I don't know about you, but I'm still like learning how to manifest.
Same.
Yeah, not only do you continue learning how to manifest, but you also continue learning what to manifest.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe even why to manifest certain things.
Yeah, that's a good point. What, why? And I think, as we were saying in the previous episode, I feel like repeating again, like, we put out there the what and the how is left to the universe, but that's often where things don't work because we resist for whatever reason. And that's a good lesson for us to go into that and learn. So I'd like to share a technique that I heard from, an Italian intellectual, spiritual person. And it is the 101 wishes, 101 wishes.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah. So I think about sharing that because, like, you know, when you know, there are those resistance, but if you think, okay, let's play with that. It's like I have the genie of Aladdin, you know, the genie of the lamp, and I'm just play with that, see how it happens. I think there's less resistance. Just make it playful.
Yeah. I think that's a great way to do it. You know, because if we can get our mind out of the, you know, the logical side of things and get ourselves into more of our heart space.
Mm-hmm.
If imagination is a great tool for that, right? And it gets you into that emotion and that feeling, you know, that is what you really need to manifest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and the 101 wishes. So what you need to do, first of all, it's start writing down drafts. So you need to write 150 at first.
150
wishes.
Wishes. Oh my goodness.
I know.
Different and wishes?
It's 150 wishes.
Oh, my goodness.
And it takes so long. I still haven't finished. And now I'm like, okay. And I started years ago. And I think it like now I was like, I think I need to start over again, that everything I wrote doesn't
apply.
Correspond anymore. So you need to write 150 first. And there are rules for the manifestation. So the number one rule is you never ask for money.
Oh, interesting.
So you cannot ask, I want 1 million, I want X amount. And that's because the thing is like, what do you want the money for? And right. It's kind of a shortcut. Oh, I want this amount of money and not put in the effort of what do you want to use the money for? So that's the exercise. No, you need to tell the universe what you want.
Right, because I think most people, when they say they want money, they really are saying they want freedom to do whatever they want to do.
Yeah.
You know, rather than being tied down to a job and a stream of income, mm-hmm. you know, you have that freedom. There may be some specifics on, you know, I want a, you know, 55-foot yacht or something like that. But for the most part, a lot of people just want that freedom. So I think that's a really good suggestion.
Yeah, so that helps you to really sit down and think of what you really want. So exactly, not just the money. And then the other thing is you cannot have repetitive wishes, which means if you say, oh, I want a house in Malibu and I want a house in France and I want a house in Italy and I want a house like, no, just get one. I want a big house there, right? And then don't worry. Once you have so many wishes. And second, when you get that house in Malibu, then you plan that out, and then you, at that point you can write, oh, I want a house in Italy. But at the beginning, not repetitive, just one. Right? And again, this is just to, it's a really good exercise to expand. And then the other one is, it needs to be written in 14 words. So it cannot be too long. Mm. And that is, first of all, one reason is so you can say it out loud in one breath.
Yeah.
And the second is because if you write too much about the wish, and it's not like, okay, you can go into some details, but many times when you write too much, it's because is you're trying to justify to yourself why you want something.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I can understand that.
So that means you don't really want it.
Well, you're trying to convince yourself that you really do, mm-hmm. right? Otherwise, you just know.
Exactly. And that's part of the exercise. It's really also an exploration of what you really want. So like, wow, you surprise yourself.
Yeah, that's a lot of wishes.
I know. I think I'm going to try that just to see what comes up. Yeah. Because I think I would have a really hard time.
I have a hard time getting to 50, I think.
Yeah.
It is hard. I think I was able to get to 70, but then when you look back, you're like, okay, this is kind of repetitive. And then also one thing that, this Italian guy, his name is Igor Sibaldi, and he was saying that when he explained this technique, people then get back to him and get mad. It's like, can't even finish, and it's already happening. I cannot finish that. And it's like, that's good. I want to finish my thing. And so if you ever are able to finish 150, which is hard, then you have to kind of pen out 49, right? And you write, so that's a draft, and then you write the 101, and then you read them every morning, and that would just take 6 minutes. And then when mm-hmm. when it's done, you can, the 49 that you excluded at first, you can put it back slowly. But I never got to that point. It took me years to just write 70.
I can imagine.
Do you still have the list?
I do.
Have you gone back and taken a look and seen if any of those wishes have come true?
Some of them did, because sometimes I would go back and check, but we can do that after this episode.
All right.
Fun!
We're going to have an update episode then.
Yeah. Oh, and also like you said, so you need to start each sentence with, I want, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. And then if you wish something for someone else, he says, I want for this person... I have to translate it. I would like for this person that... Okay, I need to really translate that from Italian to English. But the idea is like you don't really, cannot really wish for someone. Like, I want this person that, because it's their free will, it's their life. So it's like, I want that person somehow to have this revelation in a sense. So just make them like sort of and help, but not imposing your wish on someone else. Mm. That's the idea behind it. So if you can find a good way to word that in English, let me know, and we'll let everyone know.
But that makes sense, because you don't want to change someone's life without their own free will, mm-hmm. right? And we had this conversation the other night with some friends about black magic, right? Oh. And I think that kind of falls into that sort of gray area, that area where, you know, when you at any point in life are imposing your will onto someone else to change their life for them without their permission, then that's just bad altogether.
It's called being a narcissist.
But even if it's like, you know, you have someone like in your life or someone that is sick, and you're like, oh, I really wish this person to heal. But like, how do you know that their soul actually signed up for that and they want to experience that? It's not on you exactly. to decide for them. So you can't just, oh, I wish to they will have the help they need to heal, something like that. But mm-hmm. Eventually it's on them to decide if they can the help or not.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I think so
that's the idea behind it.
Yeah, I think that's really important. And I mean, it also goes back to like people when they talk with like their spirit guides or their spirit team, and they ask for, you know, angels and their spirit guides to help them in a certain way. But it's, and I say this all the time, angels and spirit guides, they're not going to do anything but guide you. They can't make something happen for you because that would change your free will. And so all they can do is guide you, mm-hmm. and it's up to you to, you know, through your experiences to embrace the things that are happening in your life. So, yeah, just so you know, if you're asking your spirit guides to do something for you and it's not happening, it's because, yeah, they're not going to.
Yeah, that's another thing. It's saying, like, on that note, like, if one of your wish is not happening, mm-hmm. so go back and ask yourself, what's the reason?
Why?
Maybe you don't really want it.
Yeah.
That's one. Or maybe, as we said before, maybe there's doubts about mm-hmm. self-worth on those.
Exactly. Yeah.
Or any other things around that.
No, it's true. And it could be that you only think you want something. So, for example, like I know in the previous podcast, I used the example of a Porsche. So let's say you put that down as really the car that you want. I want a Porsche, but deep down you just don't really like Porsches. What you really want is just a sports car, mm-hmm. right? But, and that Porsche was just a representation that you came up with, but deep down you really don't like them. Well, then you can't manifest this sports car or the Porsche because you really don't like it. It's a mismatch, right?
Mm-hmm. That's so good, because with this exercise of manifesting, you're also learning more about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So I was looking at another manifesting technique that I've actually never tried, but it's similar to what you suggested. Mm. It's the 369 method. Mm. And that is, when there's something that you want to manifest, you, in the morning, you journal. And it's not very long, probably like your wish, but you write it down 3 times. Mm. So you start the day with, you know, that on your mind. And then midday, you do the same thing, but you do it 6 times.
Mm.
And then at night, you do the same thing, but you do it 9 times right before you go to sleep, so that you sleep with intention. And your intention is what you're trying to manifest.
And so you write the same thing, 369,
yep.
on one day. And then you keep doing it till it manifests.
As long as you're manifesting it. Yeah. It's different than yours because you're just one at a time. I mean, it could take years to come up with 150 wishes. You know? I mean, I can get working on one right now.
True.
Well, but, you know, maybe your manifestation can be more than one thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe you get, you know, a hot chick and the Porsche, you know, it doesn't have to be in that order. The Porsche and then the hot chick could happen, but, you know,
be
you
careful.
Gotta write it down.
That's okay. So
you could be in Nashville and get a bucket of hot chicken.
Yes.
It is true.
The universe.
You have to be semi-specific.
Yes. Yes. It's like you need to be specific in the details.
Yeah.
Very much
but
so.
But not in the details of the how, yeah. but on the what.
Yes.
Because the universe really enjoy being funny.
Yes, it does.
Very, very good sense of humor. Nothing better than a good laugh. I think I want to have fun in life. The universe is having fun with us, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then again, like the same guy who explained the one-on-one wishes, he was saying, like, be careful with that, because I know someone who wrote, I want a little nice house at the beach. And one day just walk on the beach and it was like a toy house.
He found Very a little funny. House on the beach.
Yep. There you go.
Oh, that's terrible.
Isn't that funny?
Right? So, yeah, you could get a Porsche or, you know, you get a poster.
Did I say Porsche wrong? I said Porsche or Porsche?
Porsche. Most people say Porsche, but the proper pronunciation is Porsche. Porsche.
Oh, okay.
And then hot chicks.
Yeah. You could get, like, baby chicks that are just, you know, hot from the sun.
Yeah, I know.
No, you do have to be very specific for sure. When trying to manifest.
And 5'1", half American, half Filipino with a twin sister, woman who grew up in my same town and went to high school with me.
Bingo.
There you go.
Yeah, and even that, like, there's such, like, when I said in the previous episode, it's like, easy and complex, right? Mm-hmm. It's like the details, you need to be careful on the details because, like, there's mm-hmm. this sense of humor in the universe, mm-hmm. from the universe. But at the same time, you want to be so specific in the details, but without even being too attached to certain details.
Exactly, yeah. Because you don't want to say, oh, I want a Porsche, and then say, well, it's got to be blue with, like, green, you know, mirrors and, I don't know, gold rims and who knows what. Like, no, just ask for the Porsche.
Yeah, also, like, I want to meet the love of my life. It needs to be 5 feet. It's five, whatever. Sorry, I'm still...
No, just a metric system.
meter system.
You don't want someone 6 foot
1.7 meters?
But I mean, like, instead of, like, okay, you can just say, I want someone taller than me, in my case, or, like, shorter, or it doesn't even matter, but, like, the love of my life that has these qualities of, like, mm-hmm. deep connection, so things that are really important. So once again, it's also a discovery of what you really want, so a mm-hmm. discovery of yourself while you're doing this.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's important to know. It's a great exercise. I'm going to try it.
So do you have any manifestation exercises that you can recommend?
I gave the 2-cup method, man.
Yeah. And we have vision board.
Yeah, that's what I was fishing for. Failed on that.
Sorry. Oh, yeah. Yes.
It's called transition.
Okay. Vision board.
Vision boards. Vision boards are fun.
Well, you
know. They're a little bit crafty. You know, I do that kind of stuff. I get off on painting night.
Well, you never get off on painting night. You still have to paint with us. No. Vision boards. Vision boards are really an effective tool, and that's why you see a lot of people using them. We did, obviously, a vision board for New Year's for, you know, to plan out our new year. Mm-hmm. But you really, truly can do a vision board any time of the year.
Did you guys do this stuff when you were kids?
A vision board?
Yeah.
No,
I didn't.
Remember doing it in, like, school or anything? I don't remember doing it as a kid in the 70s.
No, I don't remember doing this type of thing. It's, I mean, I remember they would say, oh, you know, cut out pictures from a magazine and bring it in. But, I mean, I don't think they called it a vision board. Mm-hmm. It was just to do a fun project.
It was a collage.
It was just a collage in art class. But, but for us, I mean, we started doing vision boards, gosh, 10 years ago. I don't know. It's been a while.
After
The Secret is when we started doing vision boards, honestly. Mm-hmm. We weren't really religious about doing it. We didn't consistently do vision boards every year, but we do, you know, I find it very effective because it really does get you into that mindset of what is it that you really want to bring into your life? What are you looking for? And, you know, when you put it out, and I'm a very visual person, so the reason why I love vision boards is you can see it. So you put it out onto, you know, a poster right in front of you. Well, it's, then you're like, oh, okay, this is what I want. These are the things that I want to manifest into my life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's fun to look back on them. You know, we've done them a couple of different ways. Melissa likes to have a piece of canvas and then you can create more artwork on and around the images that you put on there, which is great. But in my office, I have a big old bulletin board that's been sitting there since we originally did it. Mm-hmm. And I have pins in pictures that are up on that board. I haven't really changed them or taken them down. I've added a couple of things here and there. But, you know, I think I kind of like Melissa's concept better of doing a clean, fresh one every year. That way you can look back and think, you know, what was I manifesting or what was on? You can say, yeah, I got that one, or, well, that was a stupid idea. What did I need that thing for?
Mm-hmm. I know. And again, like, you see how you probably didn't put the right image. Like, last year, I wouldn't really want it. I put so much effort, so I created, like, put so much. And then looking back, I realized that I put a lot of pictures of me, but they were, like, old pictures. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, okay. And then also, like, I wanted to manifest love, but I put as a representation of that, like, relationship coach.
Oh, no. So you got yourself a relationship coach instead.
So what ended up happening? Yes. I work with him the whole year. It's like, oh, no. and I was like, yeah, okay, so now I get this.
You got to be specific. Watch what you put on those boards.
Exactly. Yeah, and I also always suggest... That's why I like more paper craft vision board than like there's also like computer version. Mm-hmm. Because in a computer version, there is more like of your logic brain.
Yeah.
And when like if you use your hands, you can leave more space for just you put it there just because you like it, and let the magic happen.
Yeah.
And that's beautiful. And when that happens, like, oh, that's why I put that there. That's so beautiful. Mm-hmm. And like, you surprise yourself even more, not only, so you let the universe, the what and the how.
Yeah.
And that's very magical.
Yeah, I've done both. I did a computer, whatever. I used an app to create a vision board. This was months ago when we were doing, I forget what we were doing. Yeah. But so I did the vision board using an app on my phone, and it turned out beautiful. Mm-hmm. It was really great. But there is a difference. I think when you do creatively, if you do it like with, you know, first cutting out the pictures and then arranging it and really like decorating and making it what you want, you're actually putting more of your energy into your vision. And I think that makes a huge difference. I mean, I don't know. I'll let you know by the end of the year. But there was a disconnect when I was doing it on the phone. Mm-hmm. I mean, yes, I was, you know, looking at the different pictures that I wanted to put there, and I was placing them in the right spot. But there was a very, I don't know, my thinking brain was definitely turned on highly in that process. Whereas I feel like... when you do it the other way, where you're actually just looking through magazines and cutting them out and really like putting your energy and focus on creating this beautiful board in front of you, I think it really, there's just a more beautiful creative energy that sort of goes into it. So,
I think so.
I don't know.
And then also, as Rob was saying, like, it's beautiful to do a vision board for once a year, but then you can do vision board, like, theme vision board. Mm-hmm. You can do, like, a vision board for, like, couple together. How do we see our relationship? Or a five-year vision board. Or, like, your business, the business you want to create, vision board. Or anything. And also, like, something that we were talking today, Rob and I, about, like, we often think of manifesting what. So what I want to do. Mm-hmm. What I want to manifest. But what about the who I want to be? Mm-hmm. And it's not who, and it can be in a sense who, like, I'm sure some people like want to be actor. They are thinking of, I want to manifest that. But I mean like also like who in the sense of what qualities I want to embody. So who I want to be, not only what. And also because like maybe in the what you're like, I want to manifest... I don't know, let's say I want to manifest this travel or a successful business. But if you don't think of the who, in the who is there's a lot of resistance of maybe there's old beliefs about yourself that you're not good in business. So even if you want to manifest and say, I want to manifest a successful business, then there is a resistance about like the who, because you still like to not think of yourself of a successful business person, right, or being successful in that, and you're not thinking of manifesting that.
Right. And then you also, there's also the manifesting, instead of like the, like what you're talking about, the what's, you, there's also, you can manifest the, you know, the things in your life, like joy and happiness, yes, like emotions, mm-hmm, right? Yes. That you can, if you want to bring that more of that sort of emotion into your life, you can put that on your vision boards. Mm-hmm. And if you would like to see yourself as a, you know, more confident person, for example, you could find pictures of confident people and sort of put your face on them. But, you know, there's you could.
Yeah.
And so it's, but there's so many different ways you can do vision boards, and it's not all just, oh, let me manifest a boat and a house and a car, and you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, feelings are super important. In fact, the house and the boat and the car are the things that give you the feelings that you're seeking. Mm-hmm. The things probably are going to, you know, wear off after a little while. And then you're going to be sitting there with your house and your boat and your car, you know, potentially unfulfilled. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, the who you want to be is really important, because you can have all these things and be an asshole. And then life isn't going to be any fun. Yeah. I know people like that.
Mm-hmm. It's very true.
Yeah. Exactly. And then again, maybe you have a successful business, but still you don't have self-doubt and don't believe in yourself. So again, maybe as Rob said, actually, which when you're looking for the what you're really looking for is for the who, and for these qualities and feelings. Mm-hmm. So the joy, the love.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's really important, I think, for people as they're creating that vision of for themselves is, yeah, look at the who. Look at who, you know, who you want to be, who you, you know, or the pieces of you that you would like to see grow and become better, mm-hmm, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I would like almost to conclude with we talk about Aladdin already, there is in the movie, the motion picture, I like how when like Will Smith is a genius, there is some explanation how to manifest, because when, so Aladdin asked, make me a prince. And he was like, what do you mean? Like, and he shows like an actual prince. Do you want to hang out with that dude for the rest of your life? Anyway, and that just make me, related to all we were saying,
I mean, did he bring up like Prince the singer?
Right? That could be another one.
That? I mean, what prince did he bring up?
That could be another one, right? But that also, for what we just said now, why did he want to be a prince? Mm-hmm. Just to have the love.
The girl.
The right? girl. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Love. That's so what actually want. What he wanted, yes, it was to be with her.
Right. Oh, and love. The genie couldn't. He says, I can't make her fall in love with you, mm-hmm, right?
It's free will.
It's the same thing,
yeah, right? Free will.
So the free will comes back into play. Mm-hmm.
Can I tell a genie joke?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Guy walks into a bar, and he sits down at the bar, orders a drink, and there's this wonderful piano music playing. It's the most beautiful music I think he's ever heard. And he's looking around. He doesn't see a piano anywhere in the place. And then he realizes that sitting on the bar at the very end of the bar is a tiny little man. He's mm-hmm. about a foot tall, and he's sitting at this little miniature grand piano on the bar just playing his heart out. And the guy's like, what in the world is going on? He's rubbing his eyes. Calls a bartender over and he says, hey, what's up with that guy down there playing the piano? He's like, oh yeah, I wished for him. He's like, you wished for him? He goes, yeah, I got this genie in a lamp, and if you want, you can make a wish too. Mm-hmm. Guy's like, man, that's that's fantastic, really? He's like, yeah. He turned around. It's sitting there behind the bar, mixed in between the bottles. He pulls his beautiful genie lamp out, and he hands it to him. He says, just go ahead and rub it and make a wish. So the guy grabs it, and he breathes on it, and he rubs it, and then he wishes. He says, I wish for $1 million. And all of a sudden, the door to the place flies open, and all these ducks start coming in. They're flying everywhere, and they're all over the tables, and they're going down the bar, and they're knocking over drinks. And there's all these ducks all over the place. And the guy's like, what's going on, man? I wish for $1 million. And the bartender looks at him and goes, you think I wished for a 12-inch pianist? And kakao you later.
Thank you for listening.
All right. Kakao you later. See you next week.
Kakao you later.